This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military says it has expanded its ground operations to every part of Gaza in pursuit of U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. It has ordered more evacuations in the crowded south, followed by heavy bombardment, and vows that operations there will be no less strength than its shattering offensive in the north. Palestinians in Gaza say they are running out of places to go. The Gaza Strip bordering Israel and Egypt is sealed. Many of the territory's 2.3 million people are crammed in the south after Israel ordered civilians to leave the north. Hopes for another temporary truce are fading after Israel called its negotiators home. U.S. officials say they continue to press Israel to try to avoid civilian casualties as the fighting in Gaza has resumed. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Israel is responding to U.S. cautions that it work harder to prevent the deaths of Palestinian civilians.
They have actually given civilians in Gaza a list, a map. It's online, where a list of areas where they can go to be more safe.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, but after sending civilians to southern Gaza, military action is taking place there. He says Hamas breached the truce last week by not providing a list of women and children hostages eligible for release. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Israeli military said on Sunday it had killed a Hamas commander of a battalion with an airstrike in Gaza. Army spokesperson Daniel Hagari said that commander directed militants to carry out raids into southern Israel on October 7th, in which 1,200 people were killed and more than 200 taken hostage.